Yoshua Perik Yud Tes, after Yoshua gave Tochacha to the rest of the seven Shvatim for being lackadaisical in the last Perik of not conquering their land, this Perik goes on to enumerate the Gorel for each one of those Shvatim. Pasuk Aleph through Pasuk Tes, Vayetze HaGorel Asheni L'Shimon. It lists the Gorel they had and the Nachla for Shevet Shimon. Through Perik Yud, through Pasuk Yud, through Pasuk Tezayin, Vayal HaGorel Shlishi L'Bnei Zvulin. The Navi again lists all the boundaries and borders for Shevet Zvulin. Pasuk Yud Zayin, through Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayetze HaGorel HaRavihi L'Bnei Yisoskar. It lists all the Nachla for Shevet Yisoskar. Chav Dalit through Lamed Aleph, Vayetze HaGorel HaChamishi L'Mati B'nei Asher. The Navi lists the boundaries in the Gorel for the Shevet of Asher. Lamed Bes through Lamed Tes, L'Bnei Naphtali Yotze HaGorel HaShishi. Now it lists all the boundaries for Shevet Naphtali. Mem through Memches, L'Mati B'nei Dan L'Mishpachosim Yotze HaGorel. It lists all the boundaries in the Gorel for Shevet Dan. Memches through Nun Aleph, which is the rest of the Perek, they finish with all the Nachlos of Kal Yisrael, as it says in the last Pasuk, Vayahu Mechalek Es Ha'aretz, that they stopped dividing and divvying up the land of the Nachlos. That brings us to the end of the inheritance of Kal Yisrael. I would like to point out, if you go through the Pesukim carefully, more carefully, you'll notice that when it comes to Shevet Shimon, they weren't giving one area of land. They weren't just given one shetach for their entire Shevet to live there. Their Nachla was actually split up and dispersed throughout the entire land in different cities in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban explains this was because of the klola that Yaakov Avinu gave in Bereishis to Shimon and Levi, because they, for what they did to Shechem, that they acted hastily in their acts towards Shechem. Yaakov was scared. The Ramban continues to explain that Yaakov was scared that if Shevet Shimon all lived together, the entire Shevet, they would wind up riling each other up, and they would wind up causing more destruction. So when it came to the Nacholos, he made it in such a way that they were going to have their Nachola split through different cities throughout the land of Eretz Yisrael. This goes for out saying, the Ramban explains, that indeed Shevet Shimon and Shevet Levi wouldn't be next to each other as well, as we'll note that Shevet Levi, his Nachola was with Hashem. So therefore, the Shevet Levi's Nachola was also not directly all, in the entire nation was not directly with each other in their inheritance. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.